Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
We have snow on the way today, service cuts coming to the MBTA, and the winners at the People's Choice Awards last night. Romero has the juice coming up.
Yeah, forget about TMZ. If you want some serious celebrity scoop, speak to their therapist. I will explain why.
Leroy has your sports.
The Pats win over Buffalo was so impressive that you won't believe who Bill Belichick is being compared to now.
But first, most of Massachusetts can expect a coating to 2 inches of snow today, with the Cape and Islands expecting less than an inch or probably just rain. Snow is expected to start this afternoon. Drivers are encouraged to be cautious during the evening commute when most of the snow will be falling. The MBTA cutting some train and bus service because of the struggle to hire and retain operators. The reduction in dozens of bus routes as well as the Mattapan trolley will begin on December 19th with no changes on the red, orange, blue, and green lines. The MBTA says that it has launched an aggressive recruitment campaign. And the People's Choice Awards were last night, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson was the big winner. Took home Male Movie Star, Comedy Movie Star, and the People's Champion Award, which is one of the honorary awards. Other honorary awards went to Christina Aguilera, who got the inaugural Music Icon Award. Halle Berry received the People's Icon Award, and Kim Kardashian got the Fashion Icon Award. Scarlett Johansson won Female Movie Star, Black Widow Movie of 2021, and you guys loved Loki, right? One yep. Show of 2021. Grey's Anatomy picked up Drama Show. That is my show. And on the music side, Lil Nas X took home Male Artist of 2021. Adele, Female Artist. BTS won Group 2021. And Bad Bunny took home Latin Artist
of 2021. Wait a minute. Ramirez, I think we missed something.
What?
She said that they said Black Widow was the movie of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, Spider-Man isn't out yet, even though that's probably going to be the movie of the year. What else
it's
was
the
really...
People's Choice.
Yeah, what else was really out this year? This is a weird
I mean,
year.
It wasn't... It was good. It wasn't bad. But of the year?
I don't think that speaks on how great that movie was. I just think that speaks to how bad everything else was.
Well, you might have a point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, again, name another blockbuster movie
Hold
this
on,
year.
Because I'm trying to find out what the...
Exactly. Black Widow did not suck. It was probably one of the right. worst MCU movies. But, you know, I mean, you're comparing it to some amazing, you know, blockbusters. It just... Like, Hawkeye. I've seen one episode so far. It doesn't suck. It's just not as good as the other ones that have been on Disney
right.
Plus. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
All right. Well, it was going up against Coming to America.
Oh, terrible.
The Fast
Awful.
Saga.
Awful.
Dune. No Time to Die.
Get off.
The other movie you guys were talking about, Shang-Chi.
Wait. Yeah. See, now we got
the
a problem.
The Tomorrow yeah. War. And
we got a problem.
That's what do you call it when you're like anti-Asian? That's Hollywood being anti-Asian Shang-Chi definitely was better than Black Widow.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Well, it's the people's choice.
Well, the people suck. People are racist.
Here's Romero.
Okay.
With the juice. My God.
The youngest of Nick Cannon's 7 children, 5-month-old Zen, has died from brain cancer. Nick announced it yesterday on his TV show.
Thanksgiving, we had a interesting turn, and the process sped up, and the tumor began to grow a lot faster. I have so much faith in the Lord. I have so much faith in God. And I never, you know, people were often telling me I should pray for miracles, and I did pray for the miracle. I prayed for the miracle of God's strength, and that's why I'm here with you guys today, because I know he puts the most and heaviest weight on the shoulders of his strongest soldiers. So I'm here to show that I can fight through this. I'm feeling it. I'm vulnerable. I'm open, y'all, but I'm going to make it through, and this is a special show dedicated to my beautiful son, Zeke.
He literally said he held his son for the last time on Sunday. He literally said he went to work just to give himself a distraction. That's terrible. Okay, for this next story, let's turn back the clock to 2019 when Lil Uzi Vert just happened to bump into this kid, Raheel Ahmad, at a department store in Philly. Raheel just yelled out as Uzi Vert was walking by him. He goes, "Yo, can you pay my college tuition? It's 90 grand. And Lil Uzi Vert actually said he would. He would if he graduated college. Now, the thing about it is that, you know, Raheel, his dad passed away recently. He had 90 grand in tuition. His mom had 5 kids. She was struggling financially, so he was considering dropping out of school to help her out a little bit. But Lil Uzi Vert said, no, stay in school, get your degree. And if you do, if you graduate, I will pay your tuition. So in January of 2022, Raheel's going to graduate. So anyway, let's go to Lil Uzi Vert for his commentary.
Congratulations!
He was invited to the graduation and the graduation party.
He better do it. Yeah. He better. Could you imagine? I'll be so disappointed if he doesn't.
Imagine if all of a sudden he blocks him on social media. A few Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. We were just talking about that. One, Method Man wants to become a hero in the MCU because he feels that he can pull off a shirtless running scene. And that's it. I mean, damn. Okay, get in line. Because I feel like I can pull one off, too.
Oh, boy.
Put me in there. Put me in, coach. And Spider-Man, No Way Home. That's going to be the movie of the year. It's coming out a week from Friday. Leroy's going to see it in Times Square.
Yes, sir.
And Leroy, if you want to know how the movie ends, you need to hit up Marissa Tomei's therapist. So Marissa Tomei plays Aunt May in the movie. Which is funny because Aunt May throughout the comic books and all the other movies was an old lady. And this one is like, you're looking and going like, damn. I may look good, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, she said the movie's so momentous that she felt like she had to tell, like she couldn't hold it in, even though she was contractually obligated not to tell anybody. So she went to her therapist and told the therapist.
I love that.
And now this therapist
is such a great idea.
This therapist is holding this amazing information. So the next step is finding out who the therapist is and getting it out of them. Again,
good luck with that.
Yes, the movie comes out a week from Friday. I cannot wait. Here's Leroy with sports.
I have to say, I don't trust therapists to not say anything. You best believe they tell their family. And they go, yeah, I had this
they
person.
They might not tell their family, but they tell their therapist. So there's a chain of people.
It's a chain.
And one of these therapists is going to have a big mouth and be like, you know what? They'll tell a friend because they're going to feel cool.
Yep. Oh, yep. It always happens.
And that friend tells a friend because they want to feel cool.
Absolutely. New England Revs midfielder Carlos Hill was named the MVP of Major League Soccer. Congratulations. Jason Tatum scored 34 points, but it wasn't enough. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook combined for 71 points, and the Lakers won 117 to 102. Romero, Tom Brady, Man in the Arena, episode 4 dropped yesterday. Quickly, give us a grade.
I want to give it an A+. The only reason it's not getting an A+ is because the Patriots lost at the end. I'm watching that damn thing thinking that they're going to win it at the end, knowing how it happened. But no, it was really good. He had Michael Strahan on there. Yep. He keeps it real about how that defense really like dominated them throughout the game. And fun fact, Randy Moss got to the Patriots because he one time snuck into the Patriots hotel while they were in Minnesota, found Tom Brady and was like, listen, we need to play together. Doug Gabriel told me that I need to play with you. I think we can do special things. And the next season, magically, Randy Moss was on the Patriots.
The boss, Randy Moss. Things. That's my dude. Former NFL safety Ryan Clark now works for ESPN. And you are not going to believe what he had to say about Bill Belichick and his greatness.
Bill Belichick is the greatest of all time. That he understands how to build football teams in his likeness and image. You know, the only other person they talked about building things in his likeness and image?
Yeah.
It was in the Bible. And it was God.
People literally called Bill Belichick God. Now, I mean, we can't be hypocrites because we do play around sometimes. here, Romero, and you and I especially, when it comes
Romero
to Tom Brady.
Playing.
Yeah,
how do I play? He's the greatest football player in history. By the way, Bill Belichick said that himself. He said Tom Brady is the greatest player in NFL history.
Yeah,
but that's God saying that. No,
see, here we go.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. In the span of the National Football League,
yep.
Who would you, if you had to cast one of them as God, who would you cast? Anybody.
I'm not doing it.
God will be wearing a hoodie with cutoff sleeves.
Oh, my God. Let me get out the way. Bruins take on the Canucks tonight at 9. Celtics Clippers at 10:30. And I'm sending angels their way. Holy Ghost, touch them tonight. Help them to get a W.
My God.
And that's your sport. Hallelujah.
Thank God I'm going on vacation.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.